Hello and welcome to the Building Generational Black Wealth Podcast. And today we're coming to you with another 10 Commandment of Personal Finance. And this is number 6, actually. And what it says is, I will get out of the cycle of disparity. And that is, if you are in a cycle of disparity, some of you may not necessarily feel like that. But what we'll do is to end the confusion on who is in disparity and who may not be in disparity. Let's define what disparity is. So disparity, as defined in Oxford, is a difference in level or treatment, especially one that is seen as unfair, such as economic disparities between people. So if there's an economic economic, depending on how you say it, disparity between you and another group, then you may fall into this category. So, and for African Americans, breaking out of the cycle of disparity can be it's a daunting task for a lot of them. So the effects of systemic racism and discrimination have created a society where opportunities are not always equal. However, there are ways to overcome these obstacles and achieve success. In this podcast, I'm going to discuss 3 ways to break out of the cycle of disparities: education, hard work, and helping others. So let's go with number 1, education. One of the most important ways to break out of the cycle of disparities is through education. Education is the key to unlocking opportunities and achieving success. With a good education, you can open up doors that would otherwise be closed to you. A good education can also help you get a better job, earn more money, and provide a better life for yourself and your family. When you invest in education, you are investing in your future. And that's real talk. You remember some episodes ago, I talked about investing, and I was saying that not everybody's going to invest in stocks. There are different types of investments. You know, some people are going to own a business. Some people are going to further their education. That's why I say that, because all those things will get you out of disparity. Now, let's go to number 2, hard work. While education is important, it's not the only way to achieve success. Hard work and determination are also critical factors. Even if you don't have a lot of money or an extensive education, you can still succeed in life through hard work. If you're willing to put in the time and effort, you can achieve anything you set your mind to. Hard work is a mindset that involves perseverance and dedication. It means setting a goal and not letting obstacles get in the way of achieving that goal. So, and I want you to think about something too. The number one reason why most people fail, and that is because they never set a goal. So this goes with our hard work thing. It means setting a goal. You have to set one in order to achieve it. So let's look at number 3, helping others. One of the best ways to help yourself while also helping others is by breaking out of the cycle of disparity. When you improve your own life, you can also improve the lives of those around you. In addition, by helping others break out of the cycle of disparity, you can make a real difference in the world. Volunteering at local organizations, mentoring youth, and simply being a positive role model can all make a significant impact. And that's true. If you learn how to get out of the cycle of disparity, you can teach your children, you can teach your brothers and sisters, anybody how to do it. If they're willing to do the work, they'll get out of the disparity as well, and the family becomes stronger as a result of it financially. Now, let's look at number 4, overcoming obstacles. There will inevitably be obstacles in your life. However, it's important to remember that these obstacles can be overcome. No matter how difficult things may seem, there's always hope for a better tomorrow. If you keep this in mind, you'll be able to persevere through even the toughest times. When it's discrimination in the workplace or financial struggles, there are resources available to help you overcome these obstacles. Seek out support from friends, family, and community organizations. So be positive. Some of you may be going through a rough time. We've all had them to a certain extent in something, and we've all overcome them. So just remember that. You know, that you have gone through something before in your life, you overcame it, so you'll overcome it again. Now, breaking out of the cycle of disparity can be challenging, but it's not impossible. By investing in education, working hard, helping others, and overcoming obstacles, you can achieve success and create a better life for yourself and those around you. Remember, change starts with you by taking the first steps toward a better future. You can inspire others to do the same. So let's work together to create a more equitable and just society for all. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the sixth commandment. Please make sure you listen to this again and take it all in. Take notes. Commit it to memory when you do that, because this is so important. It's just like the other ones, really. It's like the most important stuff I've ever written, literally. So enjoy your day. Join us back for the seventh commandment.